Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. And time now for our latest installment of our occasional food series, Farm to Fork.
Is that radishes over there?
Really great for a salad.
It's cooking really, I've been on high heat. I mean, this is from farm to the fork.
With Tremont 647 chef and owner Andy Husbands, we take you out into the farm, fields, and markets to search for the best ingredients New England has to offer. Then we head into the kitchen with Andy to cook up a dish and post the recipe online. And today we're celebrating this season of fresh summer vegetables. And to do that, Andy Husbands and I headed west from Boston to the Minuteman National Park.
We are in Concord, Massachusetts, so not too far from Boston, about 40 minutes. And we are at First Root Farm, and we're here with my friend Laura.
I'm Laura Sacton, and I run First Root Farm.
So tell us about First Root Farm.
Yeah, so First Root is a little CSA farm. We grow on about 4 acres. We've been here for 5 years, so this is our fifth growing season. We actually lease land from the National Park, so it's pretty awesome. They want to keep land in agriculture because, you know, people were farmers back during the American Revolution. So they lease us land and we grow food, and it's a great arrangement for everybody.
Oh, that sounds great. And what do you like about this place, Andy?
It's just awesome produce here. I mean, you can just look how vibrant and beautiful it is.
So, Andy, you've brought us out here. What are you going to prepare for us? I understand this is going to involve a lack of heat. We're not going to cook today.
Laura gave me a very impressive list of ingredients, foods they're growing here. And, you know, I went for the zucchini. I grew up not loving zucchini, and I think a lot of people have an aversion to it. So we make this salad at Tremont 647. It's also in my most recent book, Grilled to Perfection, a grilled version of this salad. And it's so vibrant, so fresh, I just thought it'd be perfect for a day like today.
All right, perfect. There's a beautiful one. So that's the perfect size, right?
Yeah, this is gorgeous. It's shiny and...
Look at it.
Perfectly shaped, perfectly sized.
So these things will bolt and get huge really, really fast. And you've picked it at about, what, it's about 7 or 8 inches long and maybe an inch in diameter. So not huge.
So we've got the zucchini, and now we need some of your yummy basil.
Look at it all.
Yes.
What wisdom can you share about growing basil? A lot of us will do it in our backyards or in pots or whatever. It looks so consistently beautiful along this long row that you have here.
Well, generally it's easier to grow things when you're growing a lot, because that way a little bit can go bad and it doesn't matter. But I would say, you know, it likes a lot of light and a lot of water, and... You know, if you clip off side shoots, it'll grow back sort of right at the growth tip where you see new little leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, smells so good.
I love it in here.
It's nice.
First of all, it smells like a barn. Very, you know,
earthy. I was just going to say, there's a nice mix of fresh produce, old earth, and probably centuries of other stuff. But it smells like a barn in a nice way.
Zucchini salad. I'm going to use a mandolin. And a mandolin is a apparatus we use for cutting. It can do thin slices or kind of make it almost like spaghetti-like.
So it might not be a piece of equipment that everyone has in their kitchen. So to do something like this, what's the workaround if you don't have a mandolin?
The workaround is using a knife or just trying to cut. I mean, I made this the other day at home and I didn't have a mandolin and I used a knife to cut thin pieces. What you can do is if you wanted to, you could cut these into, say, thin half moons would work well. The key to this dish is having thin pieces.
Thin pieces of zucchini. All right. And you're just running it down lengthwise. So you're getting... long, thin pieces of zucchini.
And what I'm really going to do is take it almost to the center. In the center is where it's seedy and maybe a little more woody, especially on the larger ones. And we'll save this and we'll make, again, as we said, zucchini pancakes. We'll make zucchini bread.
It's really just the outer layers of the fresh
zucchini. It's a little
zucchini.
More crunchy and a little sweeter. What I have here are some almonds.
Mm.
These are toasted salted almonds. These are halved almonds. I'm just going to give them a quick chop. These are Marcona almonds. Mm-hmm. A little creamier, a little sweeter, really delicious. But any almonds work for this recipe. Just going to give them a little bit of chop. This way they mix in the salad better. When you think about an ingredient, I think the way to think about it is salsa. You can chop your salsa and have large chunks, so each part pops. The tomato pops, the cilantro pops. Next up, about some parsley and mint. And what I'm going to do is just tear it. Just tearing it. Mm-hmm. And fresh for the salad. Laura worked so hard to have these unbelievable vegetables, and I think we need to do them justice. And same thing with her wonderful basil that we have here.
So again, you're tearing this stuff into
just
pretty
tear the leaf.
Chunky pieces.
Yeah.
You're not trying to mince it or anything.
No,
like
because
that.
I want it to stand out, and I want people to know how vibrant. So I've just torn my herbs. I've got it sitting on top of my zucchini. I'm going to put my almonds on top. I have some kosher salt and black pepper right here. Parmesan.
This gets better and better.
Yeah, just a little Parmesan, but we could, any kind of hard cheese is really what you're looking for.
And a fresh lemon.
Fresh lemon, which I'm going to cut in half. I'm going to have two just in case. A bit of olive oil.
So the great thing about what's happening right now is a lot of times, Andy, when you're with us for Farm to Fork, you're cooking and we're marveling over all of the great sort of warm perfume of cooked food. This is all raw, and this barn is full of the smell of fresh food.
Absolutely.
It's just so great.
And that's what I want. You know, I want to really recognize how beautiful this is. For presentation, what I'm going to do is I spin it for a second. So I'm twisting my hand, lightly grabbing it. Mm. A lot of times people with salads, they kind of grab it too hard, use those metal tongs, and just really kind of violate and bruise the vegetables. I just want them to be light and tasty.
Mm. Respect. Be gentle to the vegetables.
Yes, exactly. And then I'm going to make sure I get all my wonderful mint and basil and parsley right in there. And if you wanted to, you could add some carrots to it to give it some color. Of course, summer squash, exactly the same. But that right there is a...
I love it.
First Root Farms zucchini salad with fresh basil.
It just looks so fresh. It smells so wonderful. We've got a picture of this, by the way, at radioboston.org. It's really worth looking at. It's so beautiful. And it took you, I don't know, 7.5 minutes to put this together, maybe?
Yeah, 7.5 minutes, maybe.
It's beautiful. I guess we get to taste now, right?
Try to get a little bit of the almonds, the basil, the mint, everything. If not on the first bite, at least the second bite.
It's so good. I mean, it's just exactly what you expect, and even better. Mm. I mean, it's just you can taste everything in it. So right away, the mint pops, the basil pops, the zucchini is wonderful. A fresh zucchini salad, Farm to Fork. Andy Husbands, as always, thank you.
Thank you.
And Laura Sackton at First Root Farm in Concord, thank you. Thank you for your hospitality.
It was great to have you.
And for your delicious vegetables. And for that recipe, as well as a beautiful picture of that raw zucchini salad, go to radioboston.org. That's it for today. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.